Blog Talk Radio.
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sun shine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my way. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows, but they won't tell. But their half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right. I've been waiting on you for a long time, fueling up on heartaches and cheap wine. I ain't heard from you in 3 damn nights. I put your picture away. I wonder where you've been. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to him. I put your picture away. I wonder where you've been. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to him.
Alrighty, welcome everybody to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We're glad you are here, and we are live. And just a programming note. Oh, I should say I'm your host, Michael Long. Anyway, don't know me. Just a programming note. Our evening shows prior to this, we do apologize, had network issues, and we weren't able to go live with those shows, but they will be back next week, of course. So just a little note there in case you called in then, wondered what was going on. So, but we are live now and look like we're good to go. Don't see any issues. So that is great. As my dear friend and amazing psychic medium, Media Michelle, is back to Journey into the Light, her second show actually here on Journey into the Light. As you might want to write down on your calendars, Michelle is here every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Each week, and we'll be taking your phone calls here on tonight's program. And Michelle, you know, does all questions. She's, you know, obviously to be a medium, you got to be a psychic. So psychic questions. But if you're wanting to connect to a past loved one, I said this on the last show. I've, like most folks know, I've been hosting this show now 9 years. Over 4,000 shows I've done. I've seen some amazing readings, but Media Michelle is one of the some of the most amazing medium as far as readings I have seen during all that time. And I've had just about every top psychic medium you could think of on the show from one time to another. It's truly an amazing gift, and Michelle is so humble, which is another reason I really like her. So she's going to be taking your phone calls. So The number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone if you want to connect to Michelle. That's very important. Press the 1 on your phone. Otherwise, you'll be in the listening category, which is fine. We appreciate you being here and listening however you like. But there you go there. One last thing, which is kind of, well, really important to me, is, you know, when I say spiritual, when I say many of us here on the show classify ourselves as spiritual, but really what does it mean to be spiritual? Is it because you're a healer, you're spiritual, or you're psychic, or you're a life coach, or you do all these different things, or you're a spiritual radio host like myself? Does that make you spiritual? And I think the answer is no. The essence that makes a person spiritual, the foundation a person starts with, I think that the ingredient that has to be there is love. Plain and simple love. And what do I mean by love? Love is the willingness to help your fellow neighbor, help your friends, help your family, but beyond that, strangers. I think it's one of the biggest lessons in the Bible that really isn't talked about enough in today's churches is about what the Bible speaks about and about the people alongside of the road and seeing if people would stop to help if their wagon broke down or whatever assistance they needed. And many a times the Bible tells us that those that were broken down at the side of the road seeking our assistance were actually angels. And sometimes it was Jesus. And do we think that today that has stopped? That those alongside the road are not angels in disguise or Jesus in disguise? But the true test, as I say, amongst helping those on the side of the road today, those seeking help, those less fortunate than us, I believe many of them are angels. And many of us would stop. I mean, there'd be traffic jams if we could clearly see it was an angel, or God forbid it was Jesus. You could even get within a, I'm sure, 100-mile-an-hour, you know, radius. And that's the test on us today, as it was the test on them in the Bible days. Would you stop to help that person needing help with that wagon or someone needing to come in and out of harm's way? And today there's still people that are needing our help that many people just pass on by. And it was the invention of first myself of thinking, what more could this beautiful radio show do than just helping the listeners? What greater call could we do with this mass amount of people? Because we all call ourselves spiritual. And if that is true, we could really make this into something special, right? So with the help of kicking this off our homeless mission with the wonderful Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch, a healing modality, who's my co-host on LA show, we started in December. What greater month than December, right? Helping others, but a lot of times the homeless gets forgotten. And we started in December helping the people on the streets, which I do on a regular basis here. And I love doing it. It's the greatest thing I could do. I love it. And so ask yourself those questions that I just did. And if you call yourself spiritual, and do you have the essence of the love as your foundation? And if the answer is yes, and if giving a minimum of, you know, if you give $5 or $10 tonight and it wouldn't make you homeless tonight, and if the answer to all those is yes, that you can, and it won't make you homeless, and you do have that love, then please go to our link tonight that is listed on the show page. It's right there on the very top of the show page of the show with Media Michelle. On the very top, the link is there. The GoFundMe link is there. Click on it. Make a donation to help the homeless. And my thank you for those folks who make a donation and who are wanting to get on tonight. I'll bring you to, you know, our top of our list. We've already got 16 people on hold. But I always believe in paying it forward. When you receive something, you gotta, I'm not actually receiving anything, but I'm just really grateful and encourage people to get involved. So the link is there. Just go there right away. I'll see that. I'll come to you in the screening room as well. And if you need any assistance with that, I'll come to you on the phone call in the screening room. And I do thank you for listening. So now let's bring on our guest here, Media Michelle, back to Journey Into the Light. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi there. How's everybody? How are you this evening, Michael? Great message.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I mean, you brought up Jesus in the Bible, and I know I remember reading a verse as a child in church, and it said, excuse me, in the verse, calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. So the story is that this widow put in a penny and she gave more than the wealthy people. And Jesus declared that she gave more than anybody else because she gave with her heart. So it's a perfect example of what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. And I find that so true, you know, is a lot of us, you know, will call ourselves spiritual, but that foundation, because I know I can speak of radio shows because that's what I do. And I know there's some radio shows, it's just like a fortune telling thing, you know, and that's all there is. And I say to my listeners, this is a whole lot more to this show. This is, I do it not for fortune telling. I do it. I don't even consider this show that. I do it to help people no matter where they're at in their lives.
Right. And it's, I mean, it's a great cause. I know I definitely try to donate and try to give as I can. And I don't do it to try to work my way to heaven. It's more of a feeling and a giving of the heart. It's not to be better. It's not to be, you know, holier than thou. It's I'm not like trying to earn or do good works, which again, we're talking about the Bible. It does warn against that. So, but I know for myself, I try to pay it forward, and you have a great mission and let's keep it going.
Yeah. Right. And the thing is that, and for folks, and it doesn't mean, you know, you have to show your love in donating tonight. No, it's not that at all. It's just, you know, you see someone who is elderly, you know, struggling to put their groceries in their car, you know, ask if you can, you know, help them. Just kindness things as you go along your day. A smile.
Right.
Yeah, that's
love. And not to give to boast, but to give truly from the heart. So,
right,
I know
exactly.
For myself, I give. A lot of the time, I'll donate anonymously.
So. Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things I, of course, grew up in the Catholic Church, and one of the things I love about that church is that they speak about that, about, you know, doing it, you know, not to boast, not because the Bible speaks about, you know, those who give and they boast, you know, their award is, they've already received their award. With those who give and are silent, their award's in heaven.
Right. Build up treasures in heaven, not on the earth.
Yeah, exactly. And you help some people in so many ways, and I've seen it through the years, Michelle, and tonight I know you're going to be speaking about, before we go to the callers, about how people today are, you know, with their loved ones who are ill, working with them on setting up signs so they know when they return.
Yeah, so there, it seems like every time I turn around and readings that I do, there is so many people nowadays that will have prearranged signs with their loved one. This is amazing, and this is a true testament to the openness and the evolution, you know, of accepting that our loved ones never die. And so, for instance, my stepfather, you know, there were difficult conversations, and he's just, you know, starting to become open to, you know, mediumship and this ability. And we've had, I think, two conversations of how he's 83 and he's in poor health. So, you know, his time here is limited. And but what we agreed upon was anytime I hear songs by Willie Nelson, which is his favorite all-time legend artist, anytime I hear, you know, turn on the radio, I hear it, walk into a grocery store and it's playing, I will know that that's him. And through dreams and through motorcycles, because he was a big motorcycle rider in his younger days. And so, you know, when motorcycles whiz by, I'm going to know that, that's him. And it's not just the fact I'm seeing motorcycles, but it's how I'm feeling internally, you know, goosebumps or hearing his voice simultaneously as I'm watching the motorcycle. So, and then there's a couple of other signs that we agreed upon, but, you know, those are our signs, and people all over are starting to do this.
Yeah. And I think it's, that's really neat. And I think it's because the awareness more and more of people believing that, you know, we can communicate, knowing that we can communicate with each other, even though someone has passed. That's becoming more and more of a people are believing in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people all over are becoming, the skeptics are believing, and they're realizing it's not just, you know, especially with the near death experience ones, the skeptics of the world are now agreeing that there is something to, and it's just not a mechanism in the brain happening, that it really is an actual experience.
Yeah. I love the near death experience stories. I think they tell you so much. I know that is really what changed me is learning those and learning really, you know, so many things. That is, and what I love about that so much is I haven't had anybody come up against me and can refute a near death story. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. And these people come back transformed, you know, the indies, they come back, totally different belief structure, and they know that there's more out there.
Right. And that, yeah. And that's another big telling sign is they immediately are transformed. I mean, you look at our friend Danian Brinkley, and, you know, he will say, and he said on my show many times, you know, he said, I was a rotten SOB. You know, he told me many times, and he said, I really was. And
yeah.
So he said, it had to be something like this to change me.
Yeah, he went through the dark night of the soul and nearly had to die to see the error of his way, which completely transformed him and changed him, which many of us have to go through that transformational process.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not a near-death experience.
Yeah, sometimes it could be a serious accident. It could be an illness. It could be anything that's devastating that you know, turns a person's life completely around.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything. Yeah, many people experience financial loss. I mean, that can really... Just put someone in a tailspin, anything else, Michelle, you want to put out there before we go forward?
No, I'm good. I'm ready for callers. I'm surrounded by loved ones. I've got a lot of stuff coming through already. So I've got breast cancer coming through. I've got kidney failure coming through. They always come in with how they passed before anything else. So we'll see. We'll see who these loved ones are for.
Okay. So if you're on the phones, and I'll come to you in the screening room. If any of that resonates with you, make sure you tell me in the screening room. Also, make sure if you're called in, press the 1 on your phone so I know to come to you, screen your call, get you, you know, set up to come on. And let's go to our first caller, area code 630. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Oh, are you there, Anne? I believe is the name. Hello. Okay, well, let's go to area code 313. Welcome.
Yeah.
Michigan. Can we get your first name?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Can we get your first name?
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing all right this evening. I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. So I have a question in regards to my health. Do I have any surprises coming up?
With your, you're having health issues?
Well, yeah, a little bit at the moment. I'm just wondering. Basically, if you see a pregnancy.
Okay. Do you mind? Do I have your acceptance to give you the information, whether it be good or bad or anything in between?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yes.
as we're talking, Alicia, my stomach is swelling. I can literally feel it swelling. And so, I mean, I'm a physical empath, so my mediumship abilities affect me physically. And as we're speaking, I feel heaviness in my stomach, and I can feel my stomach growing, and that is an absolute yes. I'm interested to know, I am getting something in the upper chest, breast area. I don't know if this is a loved one that passed through breast cancer or...
My father had passed with breast cancer.
Okay, well, that would be him, and that's who's giving me this information. A baby girl, to be exact, is what he's showing me. He has this baby girl in his arms, and he's handing it over to you, and I can feel your emotional state, which is causing... teary. I know you've struggled quite a long time with infertility issues, and
I have a
son. Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, he's showing me a daughter, a bouncing baby girl, and he's really excited about this. So, what is the What is the military connection?
My husband's in the military.
Because somebody just saluted me, so I am going to go with somebody's here for your husband and you saying hello.
My husband and I are getting divorced.
Okay. That could be why this information is coming through. So, I'm being shown 3 years or so. So, you know, time is really hard. So, but they're showing me 3 years regarding a pregnancy. So.
Oh, so I'm not pregnant now.
I don't.
I'll be pregnant in 3 years.
I'm getting three, the number three. So these things are always difficult to really, it's why it's called the art of spirit communication. because it is art. And so I am just here to give you clues, and then you can take what resonates with you. So I got the number three, but I would definitely take a pregnancy test for sure.
Okay, because I'm having some health issues, like with urinary tract infections and stuff right now, which I guess would explain why you've sensed that in the area, you know, so.
No, the sensing in the stomach was literally feeling a fetus growing. So that is pregnancy. That did not have anything to do with the urinary tract. But hugs from your dad on the other side. He hands you a bouquet of mixed flowers. There's no specific color, but that's what he hands to you. And I also have some apologies extending from him to you. I don't know what that's about, but that's what he's saying. So
it's okay.
Yeah, he's he was a tough daddy, is what he's saying.
Oh, I needed it. It's okay. It's okay. No, I was just speaking with my healer today, and she helped me find, like, the root cause of, like, some of the type of men that I bring into my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
and it was linked to my father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Daddy, it's okay.
He feels that love because I feel it, and I'm the conduit. So he's receiving the love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So 3 years, baby girl.
Yeah.
But take a pregnancy test.
Yeah. Just in case. It could be 3 months, 3 years. Don't know. Also, there's a celebration in the month of November. What would that be about? Either a birthday or an anniversary.
Well, my son's birthday is November, and my father is born in November, too.
That's it. So just know that your dad's with you, and I'm really glad that things are patching up, and he's happy to see the healing that you're working through these issues, and so that you can clear the path to choose an appropriate, available, loving man to be with. So that's what you're preparing.
Oh, all right. Available, key word right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay.
So hang in there, and thank you for the call. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. And we're on live today with Media Michelle. And if you want to contact Media Michelle, how do folks do that, Michelle? You do private sessions and things?
Yes, I do. The best way to reach me is through my Facebook because I'm on it every day, sometimes more often than I'd like to admit. But that's the best way to reach me, and you can just find me facebook.com/MediumMichelleFletcher, and that's Michelle with one L.
Okay, we have the link here on the show page, folks, and don't forget about also our GoFundMe for the homeless mission. Please click on that, and again, got a lot of people called in tonight. Again, anyone who is able to make a donation will bring you to the top of the list here to bring you on here. Our thanks to you helping out the homeless mission here, and let's go to our next call. California and Angie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Angie. How are you this evening?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. So before I get into your reading, do I have your acceptance to bring forth information, good and bad, and anything in the middle?
Oh, yes. I'm open to all of it.
Okay. So what's your question?
I too have a question about my health. I've been, like, so drained and exhausted and just something doesn't feel right. I think it's like a thyroid thing, I'm not sure, but it's affecting.
Okay, it's definitely
yeah.
thyroid. I have to be very careful with what I say regarding health issues.
Yeah.
But like I was explaining to the previous caller, I'm a physical empath, so my body is affected, and I'm given information through my physical body. And as you're talking to me, I can feel my throat tighten, and I'm going to go. I think you're pretty intuitive yourself, and you know, you already know it's the thyroid. And I feel like, though, between hypo and hyper, so that
yeah.
makes it a bit more complicated as far as treatment. Also feel like this has been a headache as far as finding the right doctor. Like, I feel like you've been through kind of, you know, just not getting the help you need. And if you haven't found the right doctor, the right one is coming. Just keep looking, and you'll. I feel like I'm directing you toward more of a naturopathic remedy, as opposed
yeah.
to mainstream media or medical field, not media. So I think that's the way to go. And
yeah.
there is, you can treat yourself through, you know, instead of synthetic, you can use like Armour thyroid medication. You can also start taking iodine, which will cleanse your thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, there's also blood pressure issue. Makes sense.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah,
low.
Mhm.
Okay.
So you want to get that checked out as well. I have a female here in spirit for you.
Oh.
She the only way that she really can, she's a character, and she's funny, and the only way that she's telling me that if I tell you this, you'll know who it is. So she's taking her wig off and on. So who is it that you know that wore wigs?
Wigs?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. I don't know. Is she older or?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, she looks like a grandmother figure to me. I'm being told on your mom's side, is your mom's mom, is she living or deceased?
Well, which mom, my biological or my stepmom? Because I don't know anybody on my biological side.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Then, yeah, I know. That's so weird. Maybe it's not for
me.
I don't know.
No, it is for you. She's
really?
She's a character. That's the only. She just keeps showing me on and off, on and off. So I would check with your mom, find out who this is, because she's making a grand appearance.
Okay. That's so funny. I have no idea.
And then I've got a J. James name coming through. Who is it that you know, living or deceased, with that J name?
I have no idea who Jane is.
No, J.
J. Maybe John. Is it a guy?
Yeah. Who is that?
Maybe my mom's father.
Okay.
His name is John.
Yeah, that's him. And so, is that your biological mother? Father?
No.
Okay, it's your stepmother. So uh-huh. then, it's your stepmom that knows the woman who wore the wigs and that comes in with a grand entrance. So it gives you a bit of a clue.
Okay.
But anyway, so just know that they're here. They're with you. Do you have any other questions or any clarity that you need?
Yeah, as far as career, I don't know if I should stay at my job or how long I should.
Okay, that's definitely a transition there with the work environment.
Yeah.
So it's completely up to you when you want to make that choice to leave, but I definitely see some transition there.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know if I'm ready to make the leap or if I have.
No, you're going to hang on for a little while. You're going to hang on for a little while. I don't see any change in the immediate future, but definitely in the next year, I would say. But you're gonna stay put for a little while.
Okay. I think that is all for tonight then. Thank you very much.
Well, good luck with your thyroid and take care. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Blessings to you.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for your call there, Angie. Take care. And we're here with Media Michelle, as Michelle is here each Tuesday here at this time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern time. And let's go to Florida, and we're going to go ahead and bring Cindy into the show. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Cindy. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're breaking up a little bit there. Can barely hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me better? I was trying to get to a better spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
I just want to say that when you first started on Michael's show years and years and years ago, and I've lost track of how many years it's been, you read for me then, and I think you're just awesome, and I hadn't.
Thank you.
Heard you in years, and I'm glad you're back.
That
thank
means
you
so much to me, Cindy. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's a blessing, and Michael's been hosting all this time, and he's just a continued blessing.
Yes, he is.
I guess I was wondering if I have any messages from Spirit, maybe from my dad or Dale, my brother-in-law that passed. Maybe regarding my move or anything going on in my life right now.
Okay. I'm being shown a little girl at the zoo, mesmerized by the giraffes. If that doesn't resonate with you, then I mean, it's a clear picture and a clear vision for me. Does that fit or my? Is that for somebody else?
Well, I didn't go to the zoo and see the giraffe. I've gone to Busch Gardens and went out with the giraffes, and I love the giraffes.
That's it. Okay.
Okay.
I am connecting. So that, to me, is both brother-in-law and dad coming through, and they're talking about being with you when you're with the giraffes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this love for the giraffes has been with you since you were a child, which is why I was shown a little girl. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So, regarding the move, it's, you know, you're always free will, free choice.
Mm-hmm.
And my feet are being planted to the ground. There's a lot of things that need to get taken care of. There's some growth that you need to move through. There's just some things that need to get dealt with before making this move. He's smiling at me. He's saying, yes, that's right. He also extends one single rose to you. This is your dad.
Wow. Right after his funeral service, when I went to drive home, I had about a 4-hour drive. I stopped to fill up my car with gas, and when I went into the store, I could hear him saying, "That's for you. Buy that.
Oh.
Take that." And there was a purple rose. Purple rose. You know how you go in the gas station? They've got the little. Just single, it was a real rose, but it was just single little rose in the plastic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I never buy this, never. And
right.
I could just, could hear crystal clear.
That's it. And you, you listened to them and you bought it for yourself, and so mm-hmm. that's really wonderful.
Very nice.
Now, so it seems to be a health issue related evening, and spirit definitely works like that, where I'm going to be talking, you know, about health. And so one thing I want you to pay attention is your GI tract. And I want to mention IBS, and I want to mention complications in that area. It's directly related to stuffing emotions in and holding. It's related to anxiety, is what I'm wanting to say. And I've got two thumbs up from your dad, so he's telling me that I'm right. Do you understand that?
It's been very, very, very stressful. And I knew there was some health issues going on because I have gained some weight that I can't lose that I've never had before.
Uh-huh.
And, but the stress, you know, I really need to, I don't understand what it is that I need to complete before I leave here, because I thought I'd wrapped everything up. And I'm on a deadline to move, and I need to move out of this area.
Okay. Yeah. The things that need to get cleared up are relationship things. So
those are cleared. I have an injunction for protection. I've got a restraining order against the guy I broke up with last year. It's been almost a year, and he's still stalking me. So I need to move where he does not know where
okay.
I am, and just start my life over somewhere else.
Oh, my gosh. And I saw that. I saw that earlier. I saw you running, and I knew that. And I didn't mention it, but now that you're telling me this, I remember that imagery that I received. So you don't have to clear anything up with him directly and physically, but there's other ways that you can sever those karmic ties between the two of you. There's ceremonies you can do. You can write a letter, because I believe that everything is co-created, and you want to make sure to clean up that anything related to karma with this person. And again, I'm looking at your dad, and he's telling me, yes, this is right.
Okay.
And as I'm telling you this, my whole body is shaking. So I know that this is extremely intense for you, and I know that you've been through a lot. It's also caused you to dig deep and soul search. So keep up the good work. You're on the right path. And so your dad also says he comes to you through, you have an affinity with glorious sunsets, is what he's showing me. Know that that is your brother-in-law. It's your dad's the one doing most of the talking. They're both here, but he's telling me that you've stopped in your tracks. You've stopped and rolled down your window and taken pictures of these glorious sunsets, and he wants you to know that that's him. That's him. He brought
nice.
That to you.
Very, very nice. I did. Yes, I do that.
Also rainbows. He comes through sunsets and rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll stop and take pictures of those too.
Yeah. So you can just, next time it happens, and it will happen again, you can just say, thanks, Dad.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's your brother-in-law or your dad, but he is showing me he certainly liked his drink, because I can hear the ice cubes rattle in the drink cup. So I don't know which one is that.
Well, my dad had quit drinking years ago, but my brother-in-law passed because of drinking.
Got it. So that would be your brother-in-law coming through with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't shake it. He couldn't kick it. Kick the old habit is what he's saying.
Yep.
And then he mentions a K name, K like Kelly. Do you know who that would be?
Not Kelly, but he has a son named Casey with a C.
That's it.
That sounds
so
like
I just
K.
hear the sound, yeah. So he's extending a big hello and hug to her.
Oh, that's his son, his little boy. He's seven.
To him. Okay, and I feel like you've been a prominent inspiration. So he's saying thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's my little sweetheart.
Yep. He says, keep up the good work.
No doubt. He's my little honey. He came and rode horses right after Christmas, and I gave him a cell phone for Christmas, and he's a brilliant little boy. He's amazing.
That's
and
so
all
great.
He talked about is he wished his dad was here to see it.
Aww. Well, as he gets a little older, he probably already knows, but I'm sure he's talking to his dad. I mean,
He has recounted conversations and told us things that he could not know.
Yeah.
His dad was right there in his room. I mean, he's had many conversations and visits from dad and told his mom, my sister, about it. And she called me. And most definitely he knew things that he could not have known unless he had talked to him, because no one had told him, like how he passed. Yes.
Right. Well, that's where we're headed in our evolution within humanity. It doesn't take the pain away, but it certainly, relieves a lot of it when you can have that direct link to the one that you lost. So I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was amazing for all of us just to hear him tell us, and he was very matter of fact, like, oh, yeah, he was in there talking, and my sister went in there and said, Casey, who are you talking to? He said, I'm talking to Daddy. He's right here. And
His dad likes to touch his cheeks. That's a big thing.
Aw. Yeah, that's very sweet.
Yeah. So he's fathering from the other side.
Aw. I know we all miss him. We all miss him, but we're taking care of Casey and Denise. He doesn't have to worry.
Mhm. All right. Well, I think that's all I have for you this evening, and I really appreciate your compliment. And so nice to talk to someone that I talked to so long ago.
Oh well, thank you. No, it's quite a blessing, and I'm just thrilled that you're back, and it feels like family's back. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful blessed evening.
You too.
Okay. Alrighty. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks.
And Cindy's been here, as she said, a long time. She remembers you. Michelle, of course, who would ever forget?
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller here, and we're going to bring in from Canada. Let's bring Susan into the show here. Susan, welcome. You're live with Media Michelle.
Well, thank you for having the show, Michael, and hello there, Michelle.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I got a question for you. My brother and I recently lost my mom on the 21st of December, 2016. She left on the solstice.
Uh-huh.
And my brother and his wife made it very difficult for me to spend much time with my mom prior to her death.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister-in-law told me that my mom's last words were, why doesn't my daughter love me anymore? But then my aunt said to me, did you hear what my mom said at the end? And both my aunt said yes. And I said, well, I can't believe that my mom would have said that I didn't love her. Why does my daughter not love me anymore? And my aunts both looked mortified, and they looked at me and they said, your mother's last words, and she said them three times, was, Kenneth, be kind to your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
I know that my brother owed my parents money and a mortgage and loans and different things like that. Of course, he thinks he's getting away with that. And then he did some stuff where he took my mom to redo her will 13 weeks in palliative care at home. So I'm kind of curious as to, either what my dad or my mom are sitting thinking on the other side. I know what they've said to me in the dream time, so that was kind of validating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of interested to hear it from another party.
Okay. And what is your first name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, Susan.
Susan. Okay. And do I have your acceptance to bring in the good, the bad, and anything in between?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So the first thing I want to do is I want to make sure I'm linked with your mom before I give you any kind of information. And the way I do that is to try to get some evidence here. Let's see here. She comes in with big hair and it's dark. She's a little faded to me, so coming in and out, I'm just waiting to get a really good picture of her.
She had nice thick dark hair.
Okay, so I'm going to give it to you exactly how she's saying it. And I feel like she could have been this way on the earth. She says she's very direct, like you. And she's saying, I don't want anyone crying about this anymore. I don't want anyone worrying about this anymore. She wants you to work on trying to let this go and use forgiveness. Like, yes, he did do some things. Yes, he did. We all know it. Don't worry about that, because, you know, spirit is going to take care of it, if you know what I mean.
Yes, and I knew if I challenged him, then I would create karma with him, and it's better for the karma to lie with my mother and him.
You got it. Our battles in this life, and what she's saying is just pull back and practice forgiveness, and everything will be known. And I mean, but yes, he did do what he did, but she's saying enough is enough. That's what she's saying to me.
Okay.
And she wants you to focus more on the positives and the goodness, because you can go both ways. You can get very much, you can spiral downhill very quickly if you follow your negative thoughts. What she's saying is focus on the good and the positive.
Okay.
She didn't take that great of care of herself health-wise. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. She went to the grave early on her own accord because of not dealing with her stuff. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, and for that she apologizes, because she cut her life short because of not taking care of herself, and she wants, you know, she wants your forgiveness for that, because you know it and she knows it.
Yes.
So now I feel that you two were so close and so tight, and she says death cannot separate us, and we are still just as close and just as tight. Now I don't need to talk to you about all of the gazillion signs that she's seeing you, because you're already in direct communication with her.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear her very plain and very clearly in your own mind is what she's saying. She's always there talking to you. Who's the huge animal lover? I just see a bunch of animals suddenly.
My dad.
Okay. And he's passed?
Yes.
Okay, so that's him coming in with his army of animals.
He's got the animals. I didn't doze off for 1 minute.
Okay, and now I sense that those two are together, and I also sense that things have not always been easy and kosher between the two of them. She wants you to know that they've worked out everything that happened on the earth, and to not put your thoughts into anything that happened that was negative between them, because everything's resolved.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, when the light in your bedroom, I can't tell if this is your bedroom, when the light flickers, that's them. And you know that already, don't you?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Also hearing footsteps in the house. That's them.
Okay.
Now, what they're telling me, Susan, is to work on taking better care of yourself, because you certainly didn't have the best role model. Mom is saying me, and she's asking you to take better care of yourself, lots of self-care, self-love, self-appreciation. Affirmations work great, and she does plant positive affirmations in your mind. I think your biggest challenge is spiraling down into the negative. Okay, so we got to work on not following thoughts, because thoughts will lead us down a dark road, if you know what I mean. Somebody planted, or you were thinking about planting a tree in her honor.
Yeah, someone stole it. I left it outside my property and came back to get it. And they, funny thing, they took the tree and not the shovel.
Oh, no. Well, she says, don't be afraid to try again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I went back, and then I thought, there's other things missing. And I had two beautiful hibiscus trees, and they took them too.
Sorry.
They took three trees.
Okay. Well, she's making light of it, and she's saying, plant another one. I don't know why or how. Don't worry about it. This is what she's talking about. There's a little bit of don't sweat the small stuff is what she's saying.
Okay.
And she mentioned gardenias. I'm not a plant person, so I don't even know.
Yeah, my grandmother grew them.
Okay. You mean grandma's also on the other side?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that would be her saying, popping in to say hello, and she knew you would make that connection. You have a whole team on the other side. I'm just seeing more and more showing up for you. You're very loved, very loved. So I think that's about it. That's all that's coming through.
Perfect.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in, and I hope this was uplifting, and I hope that it helped you.
And as soon as I can get signed on, I'll send you guys a donation.
That would be great.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Michael, and thank you, Michelle.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Many blessings to you, Susan.
Yeah, many blessings to you, too.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, that's a wrap here. We got some severe weather heading here, so I'm going to have to run and go. You know how that is, Michelle. So,
yes.
I guess it's thunderstorms, but, you know, making sure the cars are only in a tail. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It is.
I remember but, so many times you were running from the tornado.
Yeah. It is springtime. The next 3 months.
Yeah.
Listeners, get ready. This is Oklahoma.
All right.
All right. Oh, great goodness. Show, Michelle. Enjoyed it a whole lot.
Great
so
show.
Thank you.
So did I. Okay, good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. All right. I want to thank everybody for being here, and thanks to Bonnie. And I do have to run, and we'll see you all tomorrow, okay? I think we start tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Many blessings.